Evening, everyone.
各位晚安。
First of all, I would like to welcome all of you to our church.
首先，我歡迎大家嚟到我哋嘅教會當中。
Would like to let you know that if you have your cell phone, I think almost all of you have cell phone, and my cell phone as well. Please turn it off or turn to silent mode.
如果大家有手提電話嘅，我都有，或者请大家将手提电话关闭咗，或者将佢转去安静嗰个嘅情况。
So that it will not disturb other people when they're listening to the message.
咁以至当你嚟到听呢个信息嘅时候咧，唔会受打扰。
The second thing we'd like to ask is if you need to listen to Mandarin, yes, and Wu Yu 的话 if you listen to Mandarin, would you please raise your hand so we can give you the headset?
如果大家需要听国语的请举一举手给我们知道，那我们就会将一些国语翻译的耳筒给大家。
就是你们要耳机的话，你可以举手，我们可以给你耳机。
如果你需要耳筒的请告诉我们知道。
Or you prefer to listen to English.
或者你想听英文。
Anyone need a headphone?
有没有人需要耳筒的呢？
Okay, that's good. Nobody needs it. Okay.
So, 没人需要。
We start our gathering. Do you have a hymn book with you?
我现在开始聚会，不知道大家有没有诗歌呢？
When you are looking for a hymn book, we will have the pianist to play once for us. We will sing hymn number 115.
当大家来到等那篇诗歌来到的时候，或者我们都请司琴先弹一次，我们打开诗歌第115首。
Now we will sing hymn number 115 together.
我们一起唱诗歌第115首。
115
我们会唱诗歌第115首。
When you turn to hymn 115, you see the title of the hymn is He Lives.
115首诗歌的题目是主活。
When you look at the hymn, I would like to go through the hymn with you once before we sing it together.
当我们唱之前，我想跟大家看一看诗歌里面的字。
Because today when you come over here,
因为今天大家来到这里，
I think you know already that we are going to introduce to you a person.
因为今天你来到这里，你都会知道我们今天要跟你介绍一个人。
And his name is Jesus Christ.
他的名字是耶稣基督。
And he is my Savior.
他是我的救主。
And he is my Lord.
他是我的主。
And he lives in my life.
他活在我的生命当中。
So therefore, if you look at this hymn and look at the first line,
所以当大家睇呢个诗歌嘅第一节第一行，
it says here, I serve a risen Savior. He is in the world today.
嗰度话我所侍奉复活主，他仍活于此世。
The Lord Jesus Christ, whom I know for 30 years.
呢个嘅救主系我认识咗30年噶啦。
He is living.
他是活的，
and is living in this world.
他是在这个世上活着的。
And I would like to, and not only I, but many of us would like to introduce this Lord to you.
唔单单系我，相信有好多人都好想将呢个主介绍俾大家知道。
Here he said, I serve a risen Savior. He is in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say.
第一节嗰度话，我所侍奉复活主，他仍活于此世。我知他仍然活着，无论人如何说。
And then he continues saying that I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer.
那里又说，我见他的施恩手，又闻他安慰声。
And just the time I need him, he is always near.
每次当我需他时，他必来临。
This is the Lord I know.
这个是我所认识的主。
And this is the Lord I would like to introduce to you tonight as well.
这个也是今晚我要向大家介绍的主。
Because of this Lord,
因为这个主，
my life is changed.
我的生命就有改变。
Since the day I have accepted this Lord Jesus Christ,
自从我接受这个救主，
my life has been changed.
我的生命就改变。
And today I would like to introduce this Lord to you.
今天我就想将这个主向大家来到介绍。
I really hope that you know this Lord and you accept Him to your life and your life will be changed as well.
我希望大家认识这个主，也都接受这个主，以致你的生命也都有改变。
Okay, let's listen to the piano one more time.
请听琴再弹一次。
You may not have known this hymn yet.
在座当中可能有人不认识唱这首诗歌。
But you can still follow because I know many of us know this hymn.
但我们中间也有很多人识唱的，你可以跟住。
Okay, let's sing the first stanza first together.
让我们先唱第一节。
Okay, one, two, three.
一、二、三。
This is the section that we will sing after we have finished each stanza.
这一段呢，就是我们每一节唱完的时候呢，我们都会唱的。
Now in the refrain, what is being said here?
这个 refrain 那里有个副字呢，这里说什么呢？
Is that he lives.
他说主活。
That means the Lord Jesus Christ lives.
即是说主耶稣基督活着。
Is that he lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today.
他就说主活，主活，他今仍然活着。
It emphasizes that our Lord Jesus Christ is living, is still living today.
这里强调我们的主是活着的，他今天仍然是活着。
Maybe you don't see him.
可能你见不到他。
I don't see him either.
我也都见不到他。
But one thing I know.
但有一件事我知道嘅。
He lives.
佢係活着。
How do I know that?
我點樣知咧？
It says here.
呢度咁話。
He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
嗰度話佢與我交談，與我同行，生命窄路同過。
I talk to this Lord every day.
我同呢位主交談，每日都交談。
How do I know?
我怎樣知道啊?
Because my Lord always shows me that He's living and He's with me all the times when I want to talk to Him.
因為每次當我來到跟祂交談的時候，祂都來到向我顯示。
But it's when something's difficult.
特別當我遇到困難的時候，
He always gives me comfort.
祂給我有安慰。
How do I know?
我怎樣知道呢?
It continues to say here.
这个继续这么说
He said he lives, he lives salvation to impart.
他就说主活主活救恩临到万民
And then he concludes this way.
这里有一个总结这么说
You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
他就说你问我怎知主活着因他活在我心
He lives within my heart.
他活在我的心里面
I think most of you have your family.
我相信大部分人都有我哋嘅屋企。
Maybe you have your parents.
可能你有你嘅父母。
Maybe you have your children.
可能有你嘅儿女。
Your husband or wife.
或者你嘅先生、你嘅太太。
How do you feel that he is with you?
你点样可以感受到佢与你同在呢
？Maybe he or she is not physically with you.
有啲时候可能佢唔系喺肉身上边与你同在。
But because he or she touches your heart in many aspects of your life.
但係佢哋喺我哋嘅生命嘅裏邊，好喺好多唔同嘅情況底下，都能夠感動到我哋嘅心。
I always travel.
我好多時候都去四圍出差嘅。
And when I'm away from my home,
當我離開屋企嘅時候
，I know that my family still loves me.
我知道我屋企人仍然愛我。
My mother, my wife, and my son.
我的媽媽、我的太太、我的兒子
Because I can feel that.
因為我感受到
Because they always live in my heart.
因為他們時時都是活在我的心中
We always have communication with them.
我可以跟他們有聯繫
And I can know that they are real, they are true to me, and they love me.
我可以知道我可以感受到他們很實在的他們很愛我的
Even though I don't see them.
雖然我看不到他們
It's Lord Jesus Christ.
这个主耶稣基督
Even though I don't see him,
虽然我见不到他
in many aspects of my life,
在我生命的很多个的层面里面
I can tell you that almost every aspect of my life I can feel that he is with me
但是在每一个部分我都看到他是与我同在
and that gives me a lot of comfort
这个就给我很多的安慰
and give me a lot of strength
也给我很多的能力
Okay, I think you know this hymn already.
我相信大家都認識呢一首詩歌了。
I want you to sing it one more time together with me.
我想大家同我再唱一次。
Still stanza one.
仍然是第一節。
Okay, let's sing together.
讓我們一起唱。
One, two, three. I Stanza 2.
让我们看一看第二节。
It says here.
这里这么说。
In all the world around me, I see his loving care.
在纷乱世事围绕中，我见他的慈容。
And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair.
虽然我心感疲倦，但永不会失望。
This Lord Jesus Christ, whom I know for 30 years.
这个我所认识的主耶稣基督，认识了三十年的主耶稣基督。
I can tell that he is very caring.
我可以告诉大家，他是很爱我，很照顾我的。
In many occasions, I did experience despair.
很多情况底下，我都看到他的看顾。
I have despair in my life.
我在我的生命里面有很多失望的地方。
Yet he encouraged me.
但是他鼓励我。
Through what?
透过什么呢？
Not just abstract words from somewhere.
不是透过一些很抽象的字句。
It's through the Bible that he gave me.
而是透過他所給我們的聖經。
Through the Bible, the word of God always comes for me.
透過聖經，神時常來到安慰我。
And always encourage me.
也都來到鼓勵我。
I don't know if you are the first time ever come to church.
我不知道大家是不是第一次來到教會的當中。
Maybe I want to ask this question. Is the first time ever come to a church?
是不是有沒有人第一次來到教會裡面呢？
Can you raise your hand?
可不可以舉一舉手呢？
Okay, very good.We have about four of you that come first time to church. Very good.
我们有大约四个人是第一次来到教会的。
I hope that you can meet this God, this Lord Jesus Christ today.
我们很希望你今天就能够遇到这个主耶稣基督。
It says here on the fifth line in stanza two.
在第二节的第五行那里。
I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast.
那里说在一切狂怒风潮中，我知主正引领。
The day of his appearing will come at last.
直到那日他显见，至终降临。
This Lord Jesus Christ not only live in my heart.
这个主耶稣基督不单单是活在我的心里面。
One day he will come back.
有一天他更加要回来。
And I know that for sure.
我很肯定的知道。
I will see him face to face.
我要面对面的见到这位主。
Every one of us here will have this opportunity to see his Lord face to face.
在座的每一位都有机会来到面对面的见到这位主。
But whether or not this face to face meeting is a blessing or a curse depending on our choice before him.
但是我们同主面对面的这件事究竟对我来说是一个祝福、啊、或是一个咒诅呢？那就视乎大家的选择了。
Let's sing this second stanza as well.
让我们唱一次第二节。
After you finish singing, will come at last.
当我们唱完至终降临。
We'll go back to the refrain.
那我们就唱副歌。
And then continue on, he lives, he lives.
就是唱那里副歌的话，主活，主活。
Let's sing it together, 1, 2, 3.
让我们一起再唱一二三。
In the world, I see you loving you. Send up my heart away. We can't wait to go this far. I know that we will see you on the stormy land. The day of misery will come at last. That's conclude today's hymn singing.
我们今天的诗歌时间就唱到这里。
Again, you can put aside your hymn book.
我们可以将我们的诗歌放在一边。
From now on for about 45 minutes to 1 hour, I'd like to introduce to you this Lord Jesus Christ, whom I know.
以下那45分钟至一个钟头的时间呢，就我就会将我所认识的主耶稣基督介绍给大家。
Before we start, I would like to lead you with an opening prayer.
在我们开始之前，我想带大家有一个祈祷。
Praying is our sharing with our Lord Jesus Christ.
祈祷就是跟我们的神有分享。
Even though you may not have known this Lord Jesus Christ yet,
雖然大家或者還未認識呢位主，
I still encourage you to close your eyes, bow down, and then we can pray together.
我仍然鼓勵大家眯埋你雙眼，低頭，我哋一齊嚟到同呢一位神祈禱。
Let's bow and pray together.
讓我哋低頭祈禱。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful you bring so many people here.
亲爱主耶稣基督，我哋嘅父神，我哋感谢你，因为你今日带领好多人嚟到我哋嘅中间。
We are thankful because I have a privilege to share our Lord Jesus Christ to everyone here.
主啊，我感谢你，因为你今日俾我有机会嚟到同咁多位嘅朋友嚟到分享你自己。
Pray that you speak to them directly.
神啊，我求你嚟到亲自向我哋讲说话。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you let them know that you are the Lord, you are God.
透过圣灵的能力，你俾佢哋知道你系我哋嘅主，你系我哋嘅神。
So that they can be able to accept you to be the Savior.
以致佢哋能够接受你成为佢哋嘅救主。
May God bless the following hour.
愿主祝福以下嘅时间。
Give us attentive ears.
俾我哋有留心嘅耳朵。
So that we can understand the message from you.
以致我们能够明白你给我们的信息。
We also use this vessel here.
愿主亦都使用这些器皿。
So this vessel will be able to glorify you.
以致这些器皿能够荣耀你。
And you only.
是你，只有你自己。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
Amen. Amen. Okay, before we start, I would like to share you one Bible passage.
在我们开始之前，我想跟大家看一节的圣经。
Now, this Bible passage is already in the computer, so that you can look up to this screen.
这段的圣经是已经在电脑上面，所以大家看那个荧幕就看到了，不需要贴。
Okay, I hope you get good eyesight.
我希望大家的眼睛都是很好的。
Can you all read all these words?
是不是人人都能够看得到这些字呢？
You can write. If you don't, you can open your Bible to Psalm 90.
我相信大家都应该看到，但如果你看不到的话，可以打开圣经诗篇第90篇。
Psalm 90, I'm going to read verse 10 to 12.
诗篇第90篇，我会跟大家读由第10节读到第12节。
It says here, the length of our days is 70 years.Or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow. For they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
第十节至到第十二节嗰度话，我哋一生嘅年日是70岁，若是强壮可到80岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦受烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Today I would like to share with you one thing.
今天我想跟大家分享一件事。
Life.
生命。
We all have life.
我们每一个人都有生命。
Whenever you know you can blink, you have life.
如果你能够眨眼就证明你是有生命。
Whenever you can move, you know that you have life.
如果你能够动呢，也都证明你有生命。
The Bible also said when we have life, we need to watch out one thing.
在圣经里面这样说，如果我们有生命，我们就要留意一件事。
It says here, the length of our days is 70 years.
这里说我们一生的年日是70岁。
Who is below 70 years old?
谁是70岁以下的呢？
Well, a lot of us.
很多人都是70岁以下。
Okay. And then it says here,
在这里这样
说， or 80,
或者是80岁。
Okay, who is above 80?
有没有人80岁以上的呢？
Ooh, one.
哇，有一个。
Oh, I'm not 80, okay?
三个。
Who is between 17 and 80?
有没有人
是
在70岁至80岁之间的呢？
Strong.
好强壮。
Oh, they are strong. between 70 and 80.
70至80岁之间嘅强壮。
If we have the strength, we may go to 80.
呢度话，如果系强壮嘅，系可以去到八十岁。
So I can say that roughly in this room here, most of us are between 18 and 80.
如果我咁样话，喺我哋在座当中，大约咧系由十八岁至到八十岁。
Right? Anyone below 18?
有冇人系十八岁以下嘅咧？
One. Okay, that's good. I think most of us, not all of us.
因为我系大部分，我唔系话全部。
From 18 to 80, I think this is a period we can think a lot.
喺十八岁至到八十岁中间呢一段嘅时间，我哋可以思想好多嘢。
Maybe below 18, we will be a little bit naive.
喺十八岁以下嘅咧，有啲时候可能我哋系比较无知一啲，
or immature,
或者可以咁话系冇咁成熟。
Or maybe beyond 80 years old.
或者話八十歲以上嘅咧
，maybe a little bit too old already，
可能又太老啦。
We can still think，
但係我哋仍然能夠思想。
Actually, there are some workers there. I have a worker in the company. He's almost 80 years old.
喺公司裏邊，我一個嘅同事，佢大約係八十歲噶啦。
He climbed the ladder.
佢爬嗰啲嘅梯。
And all the colleagues, they were scared.
咁其他嘅同事咧，見到佢咁樣都好驚。
Because in his age, he could not buy any insurance.
因為喺佢呢個年紀咧，係買唔到任何嘅險索。
He was scared that he get hurt.
咁所以我哋就好驚，如果佢有任何受傷就麻煩啦。
He's still strong.
但係佢仍然好強壯。
He's very good in doing one job.
佢做做有一件事咧係做得好好㗎。
Doing wallpaper.
就係連牆紙。
His wallpapering skill is perfect.
佢連牆紙嘅技巧真係好好。
But sometimes the wall goes to 12 feet high.
但係有時嗰幅牆，哇，有成十二尺咁高喎。
So we scare. We try not to let him know that this job is waiting for him.
所以我哋就好驚啦，我哋就故意咧唔好俾佢知道啊，有一份咁樣要爬咁高嘅工作等緊佢。
But he likes working.
但係佢中意工作。
He likes climbing up.
他又喜歡爬高。
There was one incident that he climbed up the swimming pool to the ceiling.
有一次他就爬到去天花頂了。
40 feet high.
四十尺咁高。
Scary.
好得人驚。
But he was still strong. He's still strong.
但是他仍然很強壯。
And he likes working.
他仍然很喜歡工作。
We have the strength, we may go to 80.
這裡說如果我們強壯的是可以去到80歲。
Or even beyond 80.
或者是超過80歲。
But the Bible has a remark here.
但係聖經呢度亦都有一個嘅註腳係咁樣講。
It's a very strange remark to most of us here.
呢個嘅註腳呢個嘅註腳對我哋好多人嚟講，可能都覺得好好出奇嘅。
Is it or 80 if you we have a strength, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow.
呢度話若是強壯可到八十歲，但其中所經跨的不過是勞苦受煩。轉眼成空。
And then he continues to say that, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
呢度更加話我哋便如飛而去。
I don't mean to sound like strength. We know that life has an ending point.
我唔需要同大家講一啲好似好特別嘅説話，但係大家都會知道，我哋嘅生命係有一個終點。
This psalm was written by a prophet called Moses.
呢篇嘅詩篇係一個先知叫做摩西所寫嘅。
Moses had 120 years old.
摩西有120歲。
Before he left the world.
喺佢離開世界之前。
He has 120 years.
佢活咗120年。
Still, he need to leave this world.
但係佢仍然要離開呢個世界。
I think most of you are Chinese here.
在座當中大部分都是中國人。
I think you know one character in Chinese history.
可能大家都認識起中國歷史裏面有一個人物。
Or maybe it's not a history, it's a legend.
或者可能是一個傳說的人物。
The person is Pang Zhu.
這個就是彭祖。
I think you know this name.
或者可能大家都認識這個人。
How long he lived his life?
大家知唔知佢活咗幾多年咧
？The legend said he lived almost 900 years.
傳說話佢活咗大約900年。
In the Bible,
在聖經裏面
there's also one character.
呢度亦都有一個嘅人物。
He lives longer than Peng Zhu.
佢比彭祖活得更長。
He's Methuselah.
佢就係馬土撒拉。
He lived 969 years.
佢活咗969歲。
Long year.
好長好長嘅時間。
Very long.
好長。
But when you compare with something else.
但係如果你再將佢同其他嘅一啲嘢嚟到比較咧
，I'm not comparing the man with turtle, but I mean the lifespan itself.
我唔係話將人同烏龜咁樣嚟到比較，而係我係講一啲嘅生命嗰個嘅長短。
Lifespan of turtle can live 1,000 years.
烏龜咧，佢可以活1,000歲。
Or we can compare with other things like tree.
或者如果將人同樹木嚟到比較咧？
500 years, 600 years is nothing special for trees.
對於樹嚟講，5,000年或者6,000年咧，都唔係好五百或者六百年咧，其實都唔係好長嘅一個時間。
No, she said 5,000.
對唔住，我講得5,000。
No, there's a tree.
對於樹
，there's a tree in California.
喺加州有一棵樹。
His name is Methuselah.
佢個名咧就叫馬土撒拉。
And people estimate that this tree is 5,000 years old.
有人就去估呢一棵樹咧係有5,000年咁耐。
It's an old tree.
係好老好老嘅一棵樹。
Compared to tree, man is nothing.
如果將人同樹嚟到比咧，人就好渺小啦。
And most can live 80 years old.
我哋人可能我哋活到80歲。
100 years old?
100歲。
There are some seniors, they live 120 years old maybe.
有啲長者呢佢可以活到120歲。
Compared to 5,000 years, it's like a baby.
但係如果將佢同5,000年嚟到比呢就好似一個 BB 咁樣啊。
But no matter how long you live your life.
但係唔理你活到幾多歲幾長。
You know that.
你知道。
I know that.
我亦都知道。
There's an ending point.
生命有一個嘅終結。
And the Bible says here,
聖經呢度咁樣話。
They pass, they quickly pass, and we fly away.
聖經話佢哋如飛而去。
We fly away.
係會如飛而去。
The Bible is the word of God.
聖經係神嘅話。
It said we fly away.
呢度話。如飛而去。
It means that after we leave this world,
呢度意思就係講到我哋離開呢個世界之後咧
，we are going to a place.
我哋就會去到另一個地方。
Now watch out.
大家小心。
We are going to a place after we finish this life.
當我哋喺我哋嘅生命終結嘅時候，我哋會去到一個地方。
The Bible, of course, wants to tell us that we are going to a place where we will meet our God, the Creator, face to face.
在聖經裡面提到，我們會去到一個地方，我們會遇到我們的神，我們面對面的遇到我們的神。
This is something very serious.
這件是一件很嚴肅的事。
Many of us may have this idea that we have this life, we finish this life, it's the end.
可能在你的思想里面你会 有一个这样的想法或者可能我完了这个生命的时候就一了百了
了 No, not only the Bible said it's not the case
但是圣经告诉我们事实不是这样的
Not only the Bible said so we know that nowadays many people realize that life has a purpose
不单单圣经这样说也都在世界里面有很多的人或者是其他的講法都說人完結了這個生命之後是有另外一些的目的的
When life was being created
當我們的生命被造
we were all created for a purpose
我們是為一個目的來到被造的
and more people realize this is the case
越來越多人認識到這一點
They may not be Christian
可能他們都不是基督徒
They may be just scientists.
可能他們是科學家。
But they realize that life is very special.
但是他們都知道一件事，生命是很特別的。
In many, many years,
在很多很多的年
lots of us were being contaminated in our thought.
在很多个年日里面，可能我们的思想都被污染。
There was a person called Charles Darwin.
有一个人，他叫做达尔文。
I think you may have known about this person.
可能大家都认识这个人。
He's the one who invented a theory called evolutionary.
就是这个人来到去发明这个的创造论。进化论。
Evolutionary.
这个进化论。
He invented this theory in 1831.
他在1831年的时候提出这个的进化论。
And in 1859, he published a book.
在1859年的时候呢，他出版了一本书。
The book called The Origin of Species.
这本书就叫做生命之源。
And this book, he had a theory.
在这本书里面有一个的理论。
And it affect people after him for many, many years.
他这个理论呢，影响他之后的人类呢，很多很多的年。
For those who have their education in North America,
在北美受教育的人，
I think you should have heard about this theory called evolutionary.
我相信大家都听过这个的进化论。
I think for those who come from China,
如果你在中国大陆来的呢，
you may have heard about this as well.
你都可能听过这个进化论。
What he said is, people come from just by chance.
他这个理论所说的就是说人类是偶然而来的。
And therefore, there's no purpose in our life.
所以在我们的生命里面就是没有那个目标。
We just live day by day.
我们是每一天来到去生活。
We just do our best to lead the best life we can live.
我们是尽力来到过最好的生活。
Do the best for us.
过我们做我们最好的事。
And then the life will finish.
咁然之后咧，生命就会终结。
For almost 200 years.
大约有200年咁耐。
This theory dominates many of the educational institutions.
喺教育机构里边，这个理论咧一路都好流行。
I don't know if you have heard about this theory.
唔知大家有冇听过呢个理论
？But most likely you could be affected also by this theory.
但是很可能你都受到这个理论的影响。
And when it comes to nowadays,
直到今天，
more and more scientists realize this is wrong.
越来越多的科学家知道这个理论是错的。
In the middle of last century,
在上一个世纪中段的时候呢，
in around about 1950s,
大约是1950年代啦。
Before that,
在这个1950年之前，
I want to let you know this because for those who like science, they may want to understand this a little bit more.
我将这件事讲得比较仔细一点，因为在这当中，如果你喜欢科学的呢，你可能会想知多一点。
I would like to finish this in 3 minutes.
但是我会在三分钟之内呢就讲完的啦。
Before 1950s,
在1950年之前呢，
people look at cell as just like a jello.
他们人呢是看这个的细胞就好像一个的啫喱这样。
Nothing like a jello.
好像啫喱这样。
Before they invented the microscope.
因为那时还没有显微镜。
Or before they invented those powerful microscopes.
或者是一些很强力的一些的显微镜。
They look at the cell as nothing as a jello.
他们看这些细胞呢就好像只不过好像一个啫喱这样。
Nothing difference, not see nothing from inside.
在里面他们一点都看不到的
东西。Until about 1950,
直至到1950年代到呢，
the technology has kick-started.
科技有一个突破。
And people invent a lot of things.
人就发明了很多很多
instruments to help them to study biology.
亦都有很多仪器出现来到帮我们去来到认识生物。
Not only microscope,
不单单是显微镜，
they found out DNA,
他们都找到遗传基因 DNA,
and they also found out other than DNA, there's one more item which is very important.
唔单止系遗传基因，佢哋都揾咗另外一啲嘅嘢。
That is amino acid。
呢个就系氨基酸。
And no matter how you know, no matter how much you know about this。
唔理你认识有几多。
There have been lots of, I can say, argument in the science world。
喺呢个嘅科学世界里边咧，有好多嘅争辩。
One group they like the evolutionary theory。
其中嘅有一班人咧，佢哋就系中意呢一个嘅进化论。
They said we are from monkey。
佢哋话我哋系由猿猴嗰度演变出嚟嘅。
And monkeys from lower species。
而猿猴咧，又由一啲低等嘅动物咧系进化。
All the way we come from a single cell。
一路追源落去咧，其实系由一个单细胞开始。
But after we have discovered DNA。
直至到我哋发现咗呢个遗传基因。
And after we have realized that in DNA, the amino acid。
然之后我哋又认识到呢个氨基酸。
Amino acid is the key component for producing protein。
呢个嘅氨基酸咧系组成蛋白质嘅一个基本嘅一个物质。
And、protein is you all have protein. I want to let you know you all have protein. And protein is a key element in every cell。
而呢个蛋白质咧就系每一个细胞嘅一个基本嘅一个成分。
When I compare with myself, with say like the Betty。
如果將我同阿 Francis 嚟比較咧
，Do you know how many cells I have？
你知唔知我身體有幾多個細胞咧
？I mean, I have 3 trillion cells。
我有3兆個細胞。
She may have a 2.99 trillion。
可能我有2.9……咁樣細胞，因為我嘅身體比佢細少一啲。
This cell has lots of proteins in it。
在每一个细胞里面都有很多的蛋白质。
And proteins were made by amino acids。
而蛋白质是由这些氨基酸所组成。
And amino acids exist in this world。
在这个世界里面有这个的氨基酸存在。
For more than 50 years。
超过50年那么久。
Scientists, they try to find out if amino acids can form protein accidentally。
有很多科学家就尝试去看看这些的氨基酸可不可以是在一个偶然的情况底下来到合成这个蛋白质呢
？If amino acids can form proteins accidentally，
如果在一个偶然的机会底下，这些氨基酸能够合成蛋白质呢
？That it means that life can be formed by accident。
咁即系话生命就可以在偶然嘅里边嚟到产生。
For more than 50 years，
但系超过50年咁耐。
The more they try。
他们越来到去尝试呢
The more they realize one thing,
他们就越发觉一件事
Protein cannot be formed by amino acid by accident
蛋白质是不可以由这个的氨基酸偶然地合成的
They have a figure
他们有一些数字
Now just for your information only
只不过是给大家多一些资料
Round aboutOne protein normally is formed by 20 amino acids.
一个嘅蛋白质大约系由20种嘅氨基酸所组成嘅。
And one simplest type of protein.
而一组嘅一啲嘅蛋白质咧
，we have 100 more than 100 amino acids.
就需要超过100种嘅氨基酸。
100 amino acids of these 20 types.
就需要100种这一类的氨基酸
And to form this one protein
来到形成这一种的蛋白质
Now to form this one protein
要形成这一种的蛋白质
The chance is 1 divided by 15 billion times 10 to the power 60 Yeah, right
那它那个基于那个偶然能够形成那个就是
1 divided by 15 billion times 10 to the power 60
50 亿 150 亿分之一
No 150 billion times 10 to the power 60
总之是一个天文数字
In simple terms
在简单来说
It's impossible
即是说是不可能的
Life cannot be formed by accident
生命是不可以在偶然之间这样来到认识。
What I just mentioned, 15 billion times 10 to the power 60 is only as one single protein.
他刚才所讲的这个天文数字呢只不过是要形成一种的、蛋白质。
And in a normal cell,
在一个正常的细胞里面
there's about 60 proteins.
就有大约60种的蛋白质。
So it's impossible at all to form a life by accident.
咁即係話，如果要喺偶然嘅機會底下去形成生命咧，係絕無可能嘅。
Lately there are about 600 scientists。
最近有大約600個科學家。
They are all PhD。
佢哋都係一啲博士。
They are teaching in those famous universities。
佢哋都係喺一啲好出名嘅大學裏邊任教。
They wrote a paper against the evolutionary theory。
佢哋就一齊寫咗一篇嘅論文嚟到係去攻擊這個或者是、反對這個的進化論。
So I want to let you know one thing.
所以我想讓大家知道一件事。
Through the development in the past century,
在透過上一個世紀的、這個的發展
and also this century,
還有這個世紀的發展
you can be very sure on one thing.
大家都、會很知道一件事的。
You don't come from monkey.
你不是由猿猴那裡、演變而來的。
Your life is created.
你的生命是被創造的。
Your life is designed.
你的生命是被設計的。
You have a designed life by a creator.
你是由一個創造者來到設計出來的。
When a creator created a life,
當這個創造者去創造這個生命的時候呢?
When a creator designed a life like you,
當他設計一個生命好像你這樣。
This creator wants you to know that your life is not randomly formed.
他想你知道你的生命你的被造他不是随意这样要被造出来的。
And since it's not randomly formed,
因为你不是随意的被造
your life has a purpose.
你的生命就有一个目标。
Your life has a purpose in it.
你的生命是有目标的。
No matter you live to 70 years old or 80 years old,
不理你活到70岁或者80岁
I want you to know that we have a job to do.
我想大家知道我们都有一件事要做。
We have a job to find out what is the purpose of my life.
我想大家知道我们需要去找出在我们的生命里面的目的。
When the Bible said we fly away,
当圣经这里说我们如飞而去
we're going to a place,
我们会去到一个地方
the Bible says after we die,
聖經說當我們、死之後
After we human beings die
當人類死了之後
We'll go to a place
我們會去一個地方
And that place is a place that we'll see this creator
我們會來到見到我們這個創造者
So maybe you ask I don't see this creator right now
或者你會說現在我見不到這個創造者
But I want to let you know that
但是我想大家知道
This creator may not be able to see by your naked eyes.
这个创造者你可能不能够用你的肉眼看得见。
But you can be able to understand and experience that then he is a living creator.
但是你是可以认识和感受到他是活着的是一个活的创造者。
Not only through the life, the origin of life, we can see life is so special.
不单单从这个生命的起源我们看到这个生命是这么奇妙的。
God, this creator, also put us into a planet.
这个的创造者更加将我们放在一个的行星的里面。
The planet Earth.
就是这个地球。
Look at the things around you.
让我们看看我们周围的事物。
Look at the flowers.
看看那些花。
Flowers, they have a seed.
花它有它的种子。
They come out from the soil.
它们从泥土里面长出来。
And I hope that you feel it's so amazing. I feel so amazing.
我觉得这个花的生长是很奇异的。不知道大家怎么感
觉。A seed is so small.
一颗种子这么小。
Maybe look like black in color.
可能是黑色的。
But they can come up with colorful flowers.
但是长出来的花是可以这么多姿多彩。
Some may be red in color.
有些是红色的
Yellow,
有些是黄色的
purple,
紫色的
pink,
粉红色的
white,
或者是白色的
Some people even create black flower.
甚至有些是黑色的
so special.
係好特別嘅。
How come a seed like that can come up, can come to such a beautiful flower?
我哋點能夠想像得到啊？呢啲嘅種子竟然能夠生長出咁靚嘅花朵咧
？A seed of a tree.
啊，樹嘅種子。
Of an apple tree.
或者係蘋果樹。
It won't come up pear.
它不會長出梨出來
It won't come out orange
也不會長出橙
It come out apple
它只會長出蘋果
There is a principle behind it
在這件事的背後就有一個的一個的原則的
問題 You look at things around you
如果我們看看我們周圍的事物
Life is a miracle
生命就是一個奇蹟
I hope that you realize that life is a miracle
我想大家都來到認識這一點生命事實是一個奇蹟
And if you look at life,
如果我哋睇下生命
，look at life in detail，
我哋仔细去睇一睇呢个生命。
I know that you can find this creator.
我相信大家就会揾得到呢一个创造者。
Through life，
透过生命
，I believe that this creator wants us to know how caring he is towards us.
呢个创造者俾我哋嚟到，要我哋嚟到认识佢系几看顾我哋嘅。
If you look up。
如果我哋向上嚟到望
，Look at the sky，
睇下天空
，Look at the universe，
睇下呢个宇宙。
Now, right now, people know that the universe is roughly around about 14 billion light year。
啊，而家呢个人咧，一般都觉得呢个宇宙咧大约系有140亿光年。
140 billion light year。
140亿光年咁大。
Do you know how long is one light year？
你知唔知？一個光年有幾長呢
？One light year is a very long distance.
啊，一個光年其實唔係好長，唔係好遠。
It's very long.
喂，好長好長。
So, the universe is massive.
呢個嘅宇宙實在係好大、好浩瀚。
Lots of galaxies.
有好多嘅恆，有好多星座。
And scientists realize that the planet Earth
在科學的裏面告訴我們這個的地球
It's been situated in a place that we can really observe the whole universe
我們都不能夠來到看得曬 我們現在可能是看得到這個宇宙
We are being located in a point that we can observe the whole universe
我們是被放在這個宇宙裏面的一個位置以致我們能夠看這個全宇宙
I believe the universe is being created by God. It shows how mighty He is.
我相信神是将我们这样来设计，以致我们能够看到这个宇宙。
So that we know how mighty our this creator is.
以致我们能够认识神的大能。
What I want you to know is, throughout the life and through the universe, you can find this creator.
我想大家知道，透过这个生命，透过这个宇宙，我们是可以找到这个的创造者。
But I also want you to know,
但我也都想大家知道,
we don't have unlimited time to find this creator.
我们不是有一个无限的时间给我们去寻求。
Normally, 70 years, if you are strong, 80 years.
一般来讲是70年,如果强壮的呢,或者是有80年。
Maybe you are now 20 years old.
可能现在你是20岁。
You may have another 50 years or 60 years to know about this creator.
即是说你还有50或者60年去认识这个创造者。
You may want to know why our life is limited.
或者大家可能会想知道为什么我们的生命是有限的呢
?How come we have only that short a time?
为什么我们只是能够有这么短暂的生命呢
But let me let you know first.
但是让我给大家来到先认识一点
70 years or 80 years is not a short time.
70年或者80年其实都不是一段短的时间。
If you really want to find this creator, this God of the universe,
如果大家真的想来到认识这个创造者这个宇宙的创造者呢
It can be very quick.
是可以很快就能够
As long as you have a willing heart.
只要我们有一个愿意的心
But let me tell you why our life has a limit
但是先让我来到跟大家来到讲为什么这个生命是有限的呢
When we have finished the 70 years or 80 years in our lifespan
当我们来到完成了这个70年或者80年的生命
Most will realize that we go to a darkness
大家很多人都覺得我們是會去一個黑暗的地方
a permanent darkness.
一個永遠的黑暗的地方。
And this darkness we call it death.
這個就是死亡。
This is a serious thing.
這件是一件嚴肅的事。
After we spend our 70 or 80 years, we will, maybe some years sooner, we will see this permanent darkness.
當我們過了這個70年或者80年的時候，我們就要面對這個永遠的黑暗。
Why does the darkness waiting for us?
為什麼有這個黑暗來等待我們呢？
Actually, if you look at this world,
如果大家看看這個世界，
look at the life of the people who live in this world,
看看在這個世界裡面所生存的人，
we see that their life is in the darkness.
我們都真的能夠看得到，知道他們真的會在一個黑暗的裡面。
And also, this world is going to a darkness itself.
而這個世界也都真的要進入這個黑暗的裡面。
Maybe you won't see it in your lifespan.
可能在你有生之年你看不到。
But people know that this world is going to see its ending point soon.
但是很多人都看得到這個世界很快要走到它的終點。
Look at the temperature.
看看這個的氣溫。
Look at the pollution.
看看這個污染，
Look at the water level，
看看這個的水平線、水位，
food supply，
看看這個食物的供應，
Look at the energy supply，
看看這個能源的供應。
We see that all these things is becoming scarier and more scarier。
我們看到這些一切都會越來越少了。
And one day we may see that we have nothing of this to hold our life。
有一天可能我們就發覺我們生命所需要的東西是不夠了。
And on the other hand,
另一方面呢,
we are just talking about those physical things.
我們都是講緊這些物質的東西。
About our moral life.
那我們的道德的生活又怎樣
呢? It becoming, it's going down and down and down.
我們都看到是一路每況愈下。
Every country,
在有些的國家裡面。
Every city,
在雪梨在城市的裡面。
Yeah, yeah.We see that more and more violence coming out.
我們會看到很多很多的暴力。
And more of this are something we have never heard of before.
其中有一些東西我們是以前從未聽過的。
We see that the people against people, this kind of situation or scenarios is getting more common and common.
人和人中間那個的衝突對抗是越來越普遍。
We know that initially America and Canada, these two countries, they were established through their faith in the Bible.
我們知道美國或者加拿大他最開始立國的時候呢，其實都是有這個的信仰的。
But gradually we see that these two countries, they gradually move away from their faith towards the Bible.
但是我們看到這兩個國家他們都越來越離開聖經那個的信仰。
As long as when we see them moving away, we see more problems being created in their countries.
我們都看到在國家裡面有越來越多的問題出現。
So we see that the problems that we are facing in our life in this country and also in our neighborhood has something related to the fact that we are not walking in theprinciple of the Bible.
所以我們看到在我們的生命中間，或者在我們的國家裡面，或者在鄰國很多的問題的出現，為什麼呢？是因為我們越來越離開聖經那個真理。
Nowadays, before 20 years ago when I was here, we could have our door open without fearing anything.
在這裡20年前，如果我們打開棟門的時候是很安全的，沒事會發生。
But nowadays, not only you need to close the door,
現在呢，不單單你要去閂埋你的門，
you need lock up your door.
你更加要鎖住門。
And some people put gates in front of their doors.
有些人甚至在他門前呢還加個閘。
And some people put remote control on the gates.
有些呢就更加在個門上面呢是做一些擺一些遙控。
And the gate is not only for the doors.
那這個閘呢不單單是為這個門而設的。
In west side of Vancouver,
在溫哥華的西邊呢，
you see a house with lots of gates.
有一間屋，佢有好多好多呢啲咁嘅閘。
The door is common.
對於門來講，感到好像很普通啦。
And they have fixed for the window.
甚至呢，在窗前呢，都有這些閘。
When you sleep, all the gates are down.
咁佢哋瞓覺嘅時候呢，所有這些閘呢都落曬落嚟。
So they lock themselves up.
咁即係話其實係將自己鎖起嚟。
They live like a prisoner.
咁佢哋就好似囚犯咁樣。
Of course, they want to do this so that the robber will not be able to come into the house.
咁大家都知啦，佢哋係特登係咁樣做㗎，以致嗰啲賊人咧就入唔到佢屋企啦。
Now we need to have alarm system.
而家我哋需要有警鐘。
May not be just one.
可能唔單單係有一個。
We have all kinds of alarm system.
可能你有好多好多種嘅警鐘。
And we need to have an alarm system that I can communicate with the operator right away when I have problems.
可能你所裝嘅呢啲警鐘咧，係可以好容易咧，就係同一啲監聽嘅人嚟到聯絡。
The world is getting darker and darker.
这个世界实在是越来越黑暗了。
Because man's heart is getting darker and darker.
就是因为人的心是越来越黑暗。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because for many years, man has been walking away from God.
原因就是很多的年日里面人是离开了神。
When you come to a church,
当你来到教会,
you mayfeel annoyed when people say we are sinners.
当人说你是一个罪人的时候，可能你觉得很不舒服。
But let me tell you one thing about the meaning of sin.
但让我告诉大家什么是罪呢？
Sin itself is leaving God and walking in our own way.
罪的意思是离开神，行起自己的路。
So when a person he forsakes GodAnd walk in his own way, he himself is a sinner.
所以如果有人他离弃神，他要行自己的路，那他就是一个罪人。
I'm not saying that you have committed some crime, therefore you're being called sinner.
我不是说你犯了一些罪，以致你是一个罪人。
The Bible tells us that we are sinners because we forsake God and walk in our own path.
而在聖經裏面告訴我們，我們是一個罪人，原因就是因為我們是離棄了神，我們要走我們自己的路。
If we keep on walking our own path for the rest of our life,
如果在我們的一生裏面，我們都是不斷地走起我們自己，要走我們自己的路。
That means if we keep forsaking God, put God behind you and walk our own way continually in our life,
那就是說我們一路是離棄神，一路要走自己的路。
The Bible wants to let you know thatSooner or later, you come to a permanent darkness.
聖經就這樣說，如果你是繼續這樣的話，你就一路走向那個永遠的黑暗裡面。
And this permanent darkness may come to you after 70 years or after 80 years to a way that, to a point that there's no return.
聖經裡面也都提這個黑暗不單單是這個70年或者80年，而是一路來到带我们去到那个永远的里面，以致我们不能够翻转头。
This darkness here,
这个黑暗。
When there's a permanent darkness, it's a place where God is not there.
在这个的永远黑暗的里面，神是不存在的，不存在在那
里。If we keep on walking this path, when you die, when I die, then I will see that I will be at a point, at a place where God is not there.
如果我们一路是这样偏行我们自己这条路呢，将来我们去到这个黑暗的里面，就是去到一个没有神存在的一个地方。
And when God provides all so many things around us,
当神为我们预备我们周围很多的事物，
provide us the opportunity to look at the whole universe,
是给我们有一个机会来到去看整个宇宙。
It's for the purpose that we realize where we are walking.
其实是有一个目的，是给我们看到今天我们行的是行着哪个方向呢？
And whether or not we know that there is a creator who created me.
也都给我们看到究竟我们今天认不认识这个创造我们的神呢？
So the fact that we may have an ending point to our life is actually,in a way, a blessing to us.
所以我们今天来看，如果我们的生命是有这个终结的时候，对我们来说可能是一个祝福。
Because by knowing that we have an ending point in our life,
因为知道我们的生命有一个终点，
we will be more alert in our life.
咁喺我哋嘅生命里边就会好醒觉。
So that we know that we should find a way so that we will escape from this permanent darkness.
以致我哋就要去揾一条啱嘅路，我哋就能够逃离呢一个永远嘅黑暗。
And when you go to the church,
当你嚟到教会。
You may also hear a second thing which may be quite annoying to you.
可能你又会听到另外一件事，对你来讲，你都觉得是好像很困扰的。
They always say that, Christian always say that, Jesus Christ is the only way out.
因为很多时候你都会听到我们这样说，主耶稣基督是唯一的出路。
Do you know why?
为什么呢？
I hope you don't feel annoyed at this point right now.
希望大家在现在不会觉得是困扰的。
I hope that you know and understand why we said so before you have your feeling comes out.
我希望大家明白为什么我们这样说以致你不会有这个困扰的感觉。
Because at the day when we were born,
因为在我们出世的时候呢，
we inherit the nature from our parents.
我们从我们的父母那里遗传了一些的我们的本性。
And this nature is against God.
这个的本性是敌挡神的。
Therefore, all the way of our life, we walk in a way against God.
以致在我们的一生里面，我们所行的都是抵挡这个神。
If you keep on walking this path, you will find out sooner or later, you will commit some sins.
所以如果我们一路是走在这个方向里面我们就会发觉迟早我们都会犯一些罪，是得罪我们这个心。
First of all, you may feel, you may find out you are greedy.
首先可能你会发觉你会有贪心。
Or you're selfish.
或者是你自私。
Or you're a liar.
或者你会讲大话。
Or you try to protect yourself and hurt other people.
或者是为了要保护自己的时候就去伤害别人。
These things all come up because we inherit the nature of sins from our parents.
这些事的出现就是因为我们从我们的父母那里是承受了这个犯罪的本性。
We will have hatred in our life.
我们在我们的生命里面有仇恨。
We have anger in our life.
我们有恼怒。
We may also hate someone to the point that we want to kill that person.
有时我们憎一个人，我们憎到一个地步，我们好像想杀了他这样。
We may not kill that person because we don't want to be put in jail.
可能在外面，在外表来讲，我们不会真的杀了一个人，以致我们不用要坐监。
A lot of these are inherent in our nature.
但是这一切都是在我们的本性里面是承受回来的。
And this nature is our sinful nature.
而我们所承受的这个就是犯罪的本性。
And through this nature we commit many sins.
就是因为这个的犯罪的本性我们就会犯罪。
So therefore you are called sinner not because you have commit any sin.
所以今天我们被称为罪人不是单单因为我们犯罪。
We are sinner because we have this nature against God.
而是因为我们有这个的本性，有这个罪性去敌挡神。
And through this nature, we commit many sins.
透过这个本性，我们犯很多的罪。
There may be sins that people know.
有时有些罪是人不会知道的。
And there may be sins people don't know.
有些罪是人都不知道。
Only you know.
只有你自己知道。
But still you know it's wrong.
譬如你知道
still you know it is wrong.
虽然你知道是错的。
So therefore, this is our nature.
这个就是我们的本性。
And we have no choice but to walk in this path.
在我们来讲，我们是没有选择的，我们一路是走在这条路里面。
But the Creator God has done one thing very special.
但是我们这个的创造者为我们做了一件很特别的事。
He knows that we cannot help ourselves.
他知道我们不能够帮我们自己。
Instead of seeing all of us going this direction to the permanent darkness,
他知道我们每个人都要向着这个永远的黑暗地来到去走。
Instead of letting us to go this way without return,
他不想我们是向着这个方向去这个永远黑暗里面而没得回转头。
He gave us a way out.
他就为我们开一条出路。
This way out is the way that we can turn around back to God.
就是叫我们今天是可以来到回转归向神。
Let me show you some Bible verses.
让我跟大家看一些的圣经。
The Bible makes it very clear.
在圣经里面讲得很清楚。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这里说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We all have sinned.
我们每一个人都犯罪。
Know it or not, like it or not, we know that we did commit sin in our life.
不论你知不知道，或者不论你中不中意，这个都是一个事实，我们都是犯了罪。
We are sinners, therefore we commit sin.
我们是罪人，所以我们都会犯罪。
Therefore, we are all walking in the direction of permanent darkness.
所以我们今天每一个都是走向这个永远黑暗的里面。
Another Bible verse.
另外一处的圣经呢，
This sin
这个罪
has a consequence，
是有后果的。
The consequence is death，
这个的后果就是死亡。
We all have the wages of sin is death，
罪的工价就是死。
And because we have sinned, therefore the consequence is we all die，
就是因为这个罪，所以这个后果就是我们每个人都会死。
The third Bible verse I want you to know.
第三节的圣经，我想大家知道的。
The death that we will face one day.
有一天我们要面对的这个死亡。
It's not something like I die and I disappear.
不是说我死了就消失的。
It's that we fly away.
这里说我们如飞而去。
Actually, we will go to a point that we will face the judgment of the Creator God.
而是讲到我们会去面对这个的审判。
Once we die, we will face the judgment.
当我们死了之后，我们要面对这个审判。
There's no kidding.
这个不是讲笑的。
Because the Bible makes it very clear.
因为圣经很清楚告诉我们知。
And the Bible tells, and we all know that there's a creator.
我们都知道有这个创造者。
And we're created by this creator.
我们是被这个创造者所做的。
And we're created by this creator for a purpose.
我们是被这个创造者是有目的的而做的。
So therefore, we need to lead a life carefully.
所以我们今天过生活的时候，我们要很小心。
Well, I try not to sin then.
没错，我们是要尽量不犯罪。
But I can tell you that for many years I have in my life, I know that I try hard and still commit sin.
但让我告诉大家知，我这么多年的经验就是说，虽然我不想犯罪，但我仍然是会犯罪的。
I did commit sin because I'm a sinner.
我会犯罪，因为我是一个罪人。
Sin is in my nature.
犯罪是我的本性。
So just like the bird has a nature of flying.
就好像雀仔，它有飞的一个的本性。
If you're a bird, you can fly.
如果你是雀仔，你就能够飞。
If you're a fish, you can swim in the water.
如果你是鱼，你就能够在水里面游。
So that's the nature.
这个就是我的本性。
And I don't know how much you agree with me on this one.
不知道大家同不同意我这一点呢？
We have a nature to sin.
我们是有这个犯罪的本性。
And this sin will lead us to the permanent darkness.
而这个的犯罪就会带我们去到这个永远的黑暗。
And God doesn't want to see this.
神愿意见到我们这样。
How?
怎样做呢？
He let Jesus Christ to do one thing for us.
他就让主耶稣基督为我们做一件事。
And through that one thing he has done for us.
透过他所做的这件事，
God.Open a way for the sinners.
神就为罪人开了一条的出路。
Instead of going straight all the way down to permanent darkness,
叫我们今天不是走向这个的永远的黑暗的里面而没得翻转头。
God opened another way for us.
神为我们开了另一条路。
So that we can walk on this way.
我们就可以转向这条路。
And that way is the way created by Jesus Christ.
而这条路是我们的主耶稣基督所开的。
And what he did is actually he died on the cross.
他所做的就是为我们来到死在十字架上。
And he forgave our sin, the sins we have committed.
他赦免我们所犯的罪。
You may not be able to comprehend fully the meaning of this.
可能大家都不能够完全的理解。
But I want you to know that if you don't want to go to this permanent darkness,
但我想大家知道的就是，如果你不想走向这个永远的黑暗里面，
you won't want to have a way out back to God.
如果你想有一条出路翻翻去神嗰度咧
，I can tell you Jesus Christ is the only way。
我可以话俾大家知，主耶稣基督就系呢条唯一嘅路。
And I want you to maybe you don't understand fully。
可能你唔能够完全嘅理解。
But I want you to really spend your time。
但我好想大家嚟到用一啲嘅时间去认识呢件事。
I'm not trying to say that you should believe in Jesus Christ tonight。
我唔系话大家今晚就要即刻去相信主耶稣基督。
I hope you can do it this way。
当然我系好想大家系咁样做噶。
But I want to, if you don't, that is reasonable。
但是如果你不是今晚即刻就能够相信呢，那这个都是合理的。
I know that you may need to spend time to find about why I said this, I said so.
我想大家去用一些时间来到去想想为什么我这样讲呢？
Your life is created by God.
你的生命是被神所创造。
And God has a purpose in your life.
神在你的生命里面是有一个目的。
At the very least, God wants you to reconcile with Him.
其中一件事就是神要你与他和好。
And this can only be done through accepting Lord Jesus Christ in your life.
只有透过接受主耶稣基督，你才能够与神和好。
If you don't do this,
如果你不敢做呢，
I know that our path, your path will be going to destruction, which is permanent darkness without return.
咁你就会走向呢一个永远嘅黑暗，而冇得翻转头啦。
If you don't understand fully on the message tonight,
如果你唔能够明白我今晚所讲嘅信息
，I hope you can stay and ask.
我希望大家能够留喺度嚟到问
，so that you understand what is the meaning of accepting Jesus Christ in your life.
你都问点样咩乜嘢叫做接受主耶稣基督喺你嘅生命里边
？I stop here。
我今晚就停喺呢一度。
And I still want all of us to bow down and pray together with me。
我想大家仍然低头同我一齐嚟到祈祷。
During this moment, you can be able to think about questions that you may have。
喺呢个时间，大家亦都可以谂下你有啲咩问题咧
？And we can try to answer questions。
我们会尽量的来到为你解答。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祈祷。
Dear Lord, we put forward all the people here into your hand.
神啊，我们将在座的这里每一个，我们都摆在你的面前。
May God have your mercy and kindness to all of us.
愿你的恩惠，你的怜悯来到临到。
For those who have not known you yet,
为着那些还未认识你的
may God have your inspiration in them through the Holy Spirit so that they can know you.
愿你自己的圣灵亲自的来到帮他们，以致他们能够认识你。
And for those of us who have known you already,
为着那些已经认识你的
may God give us wisdom so that we can be a good messenger to tell the people around us.More about our God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿主俾我哋有智慧，以致我哋能够更加将我哋嘅主耶稣基督向人嚟到传讲。
May God continue to guide us on the following few minutes.
愿主继续带领我哋以下嘅时间。
So that we can have good sharing together.
以致我哋能够彼此有好嘅倾谈。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
Amen.